It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. The line between electronic book reader and tablet computer just got a lot more fuzzy. The Nook Color is an e-book reader from Barnes & Noble. Color screen goes for $250, runs on an Android operating system. A new update became available yesterday that makes Nook Color a whole lot like a tablet computer at half the price of the cheapest iPad. David Carnoy is an executive editor at the tech website CNET.
The one big thing they added was an integrated email app. On top of that, this update was a lot about Flash support, so you can now go on Flash sites, whether that's anything from YouTube to trailers. How much that plays into battery life, that's always a big concern. That's what Apple talks about. That's why it doesn't do Flash on the iPad. But this is just one thing that some of these Android tablets can do that the iPad can't. The processor in the Nook Color just isn't as fast as the processor in the new iPad 2. So it's just not quite as zippy an experience. But for basic things like reading, surfing the web, and doing some of these apps now, which including Angry Birds and some of these casual games, that's all fine with this type of device.
Yep, the Nook Color now runs apps too, just like an iPad does. But, and this is important, all apps need to be specially adapted for the Nook Color and approved by Barnes & Noble. That means extra work for the people who build apps, like software developer Craig Hockenberry of the Icon Factory.
There probably will be some amount of redesign just because it's a larger, it's a tablet style device, but that should be a fairly minor amount of work to do, and it's something we'll definitely take a look at.
Take a look at doesn't sound like a commitment to, yes, we will build apps for the Nook Color.
It's hard to say at this point, until we actually see one in our hands and, kind of gauge the performance that it's got for playing games, it's hard to make a commitment. But, at the price point that they're talking about, it's definitely something that's appealing.
If people like Craig decide it's worth their time to build those apps, the App Store will be well-stocked and lots of fun. If they think it's too much hassle for what they'll get out of it, the Nook Color App Store will have meager selection and be kind of sad. Still too early to tell. For now, Nook Color is meant for people who love reading books. That's what it's built for, and want some computer functionality too. But David Carnoy says more advanced tech geeks might like it as well.
Tech enthusiasts are basically modding the device, so they're putting custom firmware on it that they can download from the web and turning it into a full-fledged Android tablet. So you have the people that essentially that it's sort of wrong for actually gravitating to it because they think it's a good deal. It's a good way to get a relatively cheap Android tablet at this point compared to some of the other models out there, such as the Samsung Galaxy Tab.
It's time once again to report some findings.
According to a recent study,
Mac users are more educated. I'm not saying they're smarter, they just went to more school. This according to Hunch.com, which collected information from 388,000 people online, then cross-referenced it with other data. Mac users were also more urban and more fond of modern art than PC users, and more likely to be fans of Jon Stewart. PC people, on the other hand, are bigger fans of Jay Leno, prefer a Harley over a Vespa scooter, live in the suburbs, and like McDonald's fries. Mac people prefer hummus. The study will be published in an upcoming issue of Confirming All Stereotypes magazine. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.